This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Greetings and good evening. This is Reverend Gary Lubin serving as deacon with the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome to our daily devotion in the early evening for individuals and families, which is taken from page 139 of the Book of Common Prayer. Now, today's reading is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 50. So let us begin our worship together. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through waterless regions looking for a resting place, but it finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. When it returns, it finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So will it be also with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of our Lord. Good evening. Having returned to Capernaum from another preaching, teaching, and healing tour, Jesus finds himself at home, sweet home, or so it seems. Matthew tells us while speaking to the crowds there, Jesus' mother and brothers stood just outside. Perhaps they gestured, or maybe it was their body English. But someone picking up on this interrupted Jesus, saying, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." Now, in Mark's version of events, there is a different nuance. Mark informs us that his family had earlier attempted to restrain Jesus because people were saying, and I quote, "He has gone out of his mind," end quote. Apparently, his family agreed with that diagnosis. Mark further tells us that when his mother and his brothers came, while standing outside, they sent to him and called him. Mark shares that it is the crowd sitting around him, not an individual, who then says, "Your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you." You know, Jesus, standing right over there, the members of your family who think that you are out of your mind and want to control you, by the way. Everyone, including family, and not just the religious authorities in one way or another, seem to challenge the authority of Jesus. Apparently, even Mother Mary. What's a Savior, a Redeemer, and our great Reconciler to do? Well, after having been interrupted and challenged, Jesus keeps on going, using the interruption as a segue for a teachable moment. Instead of recognizing his mother and brothers, Jesus points to his loyal followers, saying, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." And what is that will Jesus refers to? Jesus is saying that the most important thing is whether and if and how we love God and love one another. Now, although important, Jesus is not talking about blood relations, not romantic love or erotic love or mere acquaintance, but a deeper love, agape, sacrificial love, compassionate service that transcends the self and transforms the identity of both the provider and the recipient. After all, our neighbor is anyone who needs us. And we later learned that this includes, quote, all the nations, not just the people of Israel, all the people. The most important thing is not national origin or race, color, creed, religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, ancestry, disability, marital or parental status, pregnancy status or not, political expression, or those that I'm forgetting to list. I like the way Frederick Buechner puts it relative to our post-resurrection world of today. Buechner writes, "Just as Jesus appeared at his birth as a helpless child that the world was free to care for or destroy, so now he appears in his resurrection as the pauper, the prisoner, the stranger, appears in every form of human need that the world is free to serve or to ignore." End quote. Our very being is because of an outpouring of love and bound in love, you know. To love is the ground of our very being. We are connected by bonds of affection. And it has to be a choice, our choice, else it would not be love, would it? God desires that our lives overflow with love, compassion, grace and mercy and justice. These are the sure signs of God's reign. God refuses to make us do it. We have to willingly just do it. We are free to choose, respond to the uncomfortable realities of suffering and need, either in fear or withdrawal, or by courageously following Jesus to serve in hope, joy, and love. Another way to look at this is that following Jesus means taking the risk of also being hungry, thirsty, naked, a stranger, sick, and to be a prisoner of love, sacrifice, sacrifice. Now, what about the unclean spirit that we learn about in the first part of today's reading? It is the story of a particular person who is cleansed of a demon, but she ends up being worse off than they ever had been. Why, we may ask? Well, the exorcised demon, having been cast out, wanders through the waterless regions looking for a place to rest. Waterless, you know, a deserted desert place. Not finding any place, the unclean spirit then returns to the house, to the person from which it came. Finding it swept clean, put in order, but empty. E-M-P-T-Y, empty. Vacant. Emptiness. Maybe kind of like a vacuum. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. A vacuum is a negative pressure. It is the nature of a vacuum to want to be filled. Vacuums suck big time. All human beings have a basic need, community. relationship. After becoming liberated and free from that one unclean spirit, there is an emptiness that needs to be filled and fulfilled. Jesus indicates the same kind of thing can happen with a generation or a community or groups of persons or peoples, you know, church, synagogues, mosques, other religious houses, schools, and nations. Instead of becoming filled with a community, with God's Spirit and power, the unclean spirit returns with its community instead. Even more demons and chaos, 7 to be specific, in this case an unholy number of evil entities that are far worse than the original, we are told, making that original evil spirit seem tame by comparison. So, we too can be Jesus' brother and sister and mother by doing the will of God in heaven, by being filled, reaching out, and doing everything in love. Amen. Now, a reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. It is not ourselves that we proclaim. We proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For the same God who said, "Out of darkness let light shine," has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of revelation, the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let us now take some time, pausing our worship together if you would like to do that, to offer up our prayers of intercession, thanksgiving and praise for the world, for the church, for our national life, for the social and natural orders, for family and personal life, in particular for those who are suffering and those who have died. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the collect for Proper 3. Grant, O Lord, that the course of this world may be peaceably governed by your providence, and that your church may joyfully serve you in confidence and serenity through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now the Collect for the Human Family, which can be found on page 815 of the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love and work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and all the peoples of the one human race may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us say together the Collect for Social Order and Social Justice, which can be found on page 823. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease. That our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now our concluding collect for today. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way, kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. Now let us go into the world in peace, hope, and joy to seek and serve God, being and doing God's grace, mercy, and justice, to reconcile, heal, liberate, and serve, doing everything in love.